Welcome back. Well, it's a new legal strategy being used in some divorce cases, especially contentious ones. Bifurcation is a way for couples to become officially single before the divorce is final. And it can lower the cost of a divorce, too, by a lot. Ashley Cox is a Jacksonville attorney and founder of the family law practice at the Bedell Firm, and she joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
And are you going through a divorce? Do you have questions about divorce? What are your questions about bifurcation? Give us a call at 549-2937. Now, we all know that about half of all marriages end in divorce, and the average cost of a divorce, Ashley, you say, is about $30,000 a couple. That's a basic divorce. A really difficult divorce can cost a lot more. And so bifurcation is something that has emerged in family law recently. How does it work? What is bifurcation?
So bifurcation in a divorce is the legal ending of a marriage before you have all of the issues finalized. So you could get an order from the court to make you legally single and divorced before you have possibly the time sharing or the equitable distribution or all of the issues settled. I will say that judges discourage bifurcation if it's for the sole purpose of becoming single. They do want you to try to have some of the issues resolved before they will enter an order of the dissolution.
This became trendy because celebrities in particular are trying this method, like Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, correct?
Yes, I believe that they, their divorce had been going on for a couple years before they did bifurcate some of the issues and the court entered their dissolution of marriage. But I also believe they did settle some of the issues, and then there are still other issues that need to be resolved. Mm-hmm. Probably financial issues. It looked like maybe they had some parenting issues that were worked out. And so their divorce was final.
So what are the benefits of going this route? Which divorcing couples, does it make the most sense to do this? Which type of divorcing couple?
I think when you have multiple issues that the parties are arguing over, if you can chip away at some of those issues. So when you're going through divorce, you're looking at dividing your assets and liabilities, support issues, child support, alimony, and then also the most important is the parenting plan and time sharing for the children. So if you're arguing over all of those, if you can find one issue where you can agree and kind of chip away at the problems and set that one issue in stone, then it leads to possibly moving to a settlement of the entire divorce. But we could try to take it one at a time and get people to agree on things one at a time. So in contentious cases, it could be more beneficial.
People think of divorce as this binary thing. One day you're married, the next day you're not. But the reality is that it can be a long, drawn-out process, right?
Yes. So really, the shortest divorces take 6 to 9 months.
That's the short one.
Yes. And then if it's contentious, it can go on for years. Because you're, even in the shortest divorces, you have to have full financial disclosure. All of the assets and liabilities need to be known. You need to understand what's going on with the children and what can be worked out. What's in the best interest of the children is really the most important part of a divorce if there are children involved.
How common is bifurcation now in family law? Is it becoming the norm or is it something that's just emerging?
It has certainly been possible for many, many years, but it's not the norm. The judges definitely don't want to just enter a divorce if the other issues haven't been resolved. But I do think judges are open, if you have a partial settlement agreement, to entering that partial settlement agreement so that some of the issues can get set in stone and people can start to move forward.
Do people want bifurcation so that they can start dating? You know, they can tell potential new romantic partners, I'm single, even though the paperwork doesn't say it yet officially. According to this legal strategy, I'm now single.
I think that people do want that. However, the courts frown upon that. They are not going to enter a bifurcated divorce and make someone single again for the sole purpose that they want to remarry or move on or date. The courts are really only going to look at the bifurcation or accept it if there are financial reasons or if it's in the best interest of the children. But if you just want to go out and date, the courts are not going to just enter your divorce so that can happen.
Jacksonville has a higher than average divorce rate, by the way. We want your calls about this. If you're going through a divorce, you have questions about bifurcation, it's 549-2937. So there are benefits to this, but there are drawbacks too. What are some of those?
So it is very important that if you've been married, once you become single, there are going to be consequences to your health insurance. There could be tax consequences. There could be estate planning purposes. So you really need to, whether you're going to have a bifurcation or not, once you're going to become single, you want to make sure you've consulted with your accountant, you've consulted with an estate planning attorney, and you understand that there could be consequences. One of the biggest is health insurance. It's once you're single, particularly for a dependent spouse, if they're on their spouse's health insurance, they're no longer going to have that health insurance. And it's very important to be prepared for that such that when your divorce goes through, you are covered.
What's the hardest thing about being a family law attorney? Because you're dealing with people every day who are in a lot of pain. Their marriage is ending.
Yes, it is an extremely emotional time for people. And I think the most difficult part of being a family law attorney is just trying to keep calm and keep peace, because understandably, this is someone's life. These are their children. These are their finances. They don't know what their future holds. They're scared. And so it's really important to try to help people not get overwhelmed or completely worked up so that they can see the bigger picture and we can come to an agreement, because closure is really what's most helpful.
Are people sometimes in such a rush to get the divorce done that they don't make good decisions?
Yes, sometimes. And that's why it's really important to have counsel who can say, look, we've got to take a deep breath. We want to make sure we have all of the picture of the finances and the children before we make decisions. Because some people are just, I'm done, I'll sign anything, I'm over it. And you really want to have good counsel and a good attorney who can advise you and make sure that the agreement that you're signing is good for you.
Now, the statistic for years, too, by the way, has been roughly half of all marriages end in divorce. In Jacksonville, it's higher than that, I believe. The latest numbers that I saw, a majority of marriages in this community end in divorce. What do you think it is about Jacksonville that's causing all these people to break up? What's going on?
Oh, no. I don't know. Maybe next year, maybe when the Jags win the Super Bowl, there'll be less divorces.
But then you'd be out of business.
That's
so
right.
That would not be good for you.
Well, that's okay. I would be definitely happy if the statistics could improve.
Right. And with family law, it's interesting how it's changed over the years. This whole field has really changed a lot. I mean, there's now more of a push toward strategies like bifurcation and also mediation. And women are far less likely to get alimony than they used to. There have been a lot of changes over the years.
There are definitely a lot of changes. I've actually seen a tremendous amount of very capable and strong women, and the women have really wonderful jobs. So I actually have quite a few cases where the men are seeking alimony, and so that's definitely a shift. There's also been a shift in the time sharing, and that the courts are leaning much more towards a 50-50 time sharing split with the children, as opposed to kind of the traditional that I grew up with, every other weekend and one, you know, Wednesday night. And mediation is ordered in every single case. And I would say probably around 90% of the cases settle at mediation and keep things less contentious.
Yeah. And bifurcation seems to also help with that, because the angrier the divorce is, particularly if there are kids, the more trauma the kids go through.
Absolutely. So if you can have a partial settlement agreement and have a time-sharing plan for the children and get that entered by the court, then there's consistency for those children and everybody, the family, can start to move forward.
How do your female clients react when their ex husbands say, I want alimony? Because that's becoming more common.
It is becoming much more common, and it's difficult. No one wants to pay alimony. Neither the woman or the man wants to pay alimony. Mm-hmm. So it is really an interesting shift. But I'm also so proud when I have a woman come in and she's the breadwinner in the family and doing a fantastic job for her family financially. And so it is an interesting shift. But so they're not excited about paying the alimony, but also I think they're proud of themselves that they're able to provide that for their family.
And haven't advocates for men tried a few times to change Florida law around ending alimony payments, but they've been unsuccessful to do that. Isn't that right?
So there have been efforts to amend the alimony statute in the state of Florida, but they have not passed through
the legislature. So that you wouldn't have to keep paying it past a certain point.
Correct. Yes. The permanent alimony to be shorter and to change the formula of how it's calculated.
Mm-hmm. So far that hasn't happened, but bifurcation is happening. Do you recommend this all the time or just to some clients?
No, we definitely don't recommend it all the time because it's depends on the judge that you have and the court as to whether it's going to go through. But everybody's case is so different. So when they come in, we get all of the details and we figure out what's the best plan for that person and whether a partial settlement would be beneficial.
Every case is different.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, it's a tough topic, but an important one for so many divorcing couples out there. So Ashley, thank you so much for sharing this with us.
Thank you. I appreciate being here.
Ashley Cox, she is an attorney and founder of the family law practice at the Bedell Firm, bedelllawfirm.com, for more about bifurcation.